Yay, Australia! How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. I'm your host, James Clements.
I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm back! Back in the New York, baby. Yes, back in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York. And there's no, like, eight Russian dudes on top of the brownstone in front of me. So today's a good day, I guess. That's cool. Anyway, I'm here making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Australia a little bit, mate. So we're wrapping all 22 games from the weekend, plus there's all the usual dumbassery that you come to know and love from NBA Australia. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, Outback Takehouse, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on every Australian NBA player just to see how they're going, mate. Plus, it's Monday, so we have a new Andrew Gaze All-Star, a dickhead of the weekend, and we close out with a new Daily Review. And it is an absolute bloody pillar. All right, it's NBA Australia. Let's go!
Oi, oi, oi! It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Aw, you better, because we're back. It is NBA Australia. It's the daily whip around. Right there. We whip around the NBA just to see what's going on, and because it was the weekend. That's right. I flew all the way back from Australia. Boy, my arms tired. And look, some basketball went on. We covered off a bunch of games. What was it? Friday? Sure. So we previewed all of these games. Let's talk about the weekend winners, shall we? And what do we do with the winners? Oh, it's these ones.
Oh my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me.
Yeah, it is. It's also the Denver Nuggets, because they beat the Clippers on Saturday, knocking them out of the playoff race. And the Nuggets' five straight wins gives them a chance to get steamrolled by the Rockets in round one. Lovely. They're now tied with the Wolves, 8-9 in the West. Also, weekend winners, the Sixers. They beat the Cavs. They've won 14 straight, hanging out in the three seed, mate. It's crushing it, Big Simo, crushing it. Dallas, they lost, slipping very nicely into the top three of the tank race. Good stuff, Mavs. The Pelicans, they beat the Blazers on Saturday to stay in the top eight in the West. Anthony Davis, Jrue Holiday, Nico Mirotic, they're crushing it. And they beat the old Warriors there, 126-120, thanks to a Rondo steal. Holiday, Davis, Mirotic had 87. Not bad, mate. And Klay Thompson, the Warriors last night against the Suns, he had 22 points in the first quarter. I think that qualifies as a winner. Not bloody bad. Not bloody bad. For the losers, what do you reckon?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys. Shut up.
Loser. Losers. We get losers. Okay, see, they beat Houston, ending the Rockets' 20-game home winning streak with a 108-102 win, and they still somehow find themselves in the seventh seed. It is brutal in the West, man. Speaking of brutal, the T-Wolves, they got Jimmy Butler back and beat the Lakers, but could still easily miss the fucking playoffs. That game with Denver on Wednesday basically turns into a play-in playoff game. I absolutely love this. That is awesome. T-Wolves, Nugs. Gonna be fun as hell. Other losers from the weekend, the Wizards. They've now lost four straight since John Wall came back, and they have slipped all the way to the eighth seed. Just as well, Detroit is shithouse, or the Wiz be like, God damn, can we miss the playoffs? And the final losers from the weekend, Atlanta. They beat Boston, and Memphis beat Detroit. Look, most of the like tankathon draft seeding is basically set. But at the same time, you don't want to leave anything to chance, do you, Atlanta and Memphis? What the fuck you idiots doing? Unbelievable. Anyway, all right, let's get to the weekend wrap, shall we? Let's go through every single game from the weekend. Flame grilled whopper. What do you reckon? All right, the Pistons beat the Mavericks 113-106. And you know, like, you know, sure. Andre Drummond at 19 and 16. Jonathan Motley for Dallas. Yes, Jonathan, that Jonathan Motley. 26 points, 12 rebounds. The Hornets smashed the Magic. The old Dwight Howard Bowl. The Dwight Bowler Bowl. That sounds about right. 137-100. Malik Monk showing some signs of life and out there crushing it all of a sudden. For April, he's averaging 21 points a game. He had 26 points. And how about this, though? For the Orlando Magic, look, anytime you're being led by DJ Augustine, that's not a good sign for your entire franchise. I mean, Super Mario, he's out there. He's, you know, getting some run now. 11 points. That's all right. But DJ Augustine had 19. What the fuck are you doing, Orlando? Like, really? There's no Jonathan Isaac, no Aaron Gordon, no Vooch in this. Just a rough one, I'll tell you. All right, moving on. The Cavs and Sixers, as mentioned. Oh, Jesus. The Sixers crush them. This is so fucking good. What a great game this was. 132 to 130. Friday night. LeBron and Big Simo go hammer and fucking tongs. This was an absolute pearler of a game. And we're obviously going to talk about this a little bit later, but LeBron, 44-11-11. Big Simo, 27-15-13. Holy shit. Anyway, Sixers come away with a win and the three seed in the East. Oh, Jesus, watch out. The Hawks, they beat the Wizards. Look, this goes to the losers thing. The Hawks have won like a bunch straight. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's not smart. Jesus, they're now tied with Dallas for three in the lottery standings. How about you just keep losing, Atlanta, and just make sure you're the 3-1, you fucking morons. Jesus Christ. Brad Beal had 32 in that. Taurine, the Red Bull Prince, had 23. Sure. Good job, Atlanta. I don't know what the fuck anyone's doing. The Celtics beat the Bulls 111-104. Moose Monroe had 19-11. The Bulls smartly tanking hard. The Knicks, not smart, 122-98, beat the Heat. The Heat. Damian Dotson out of nowhere. 30 points, 11 rebounds. I reckon Frank, my old mate Frank, would love that. Love Dotson. That's great. 122-98. Look, the Knicks, they had a chance there just to pop a little bit further up in the 7 or 8 even in the lottery standings, win this game and fucking shoot themselves in the foot. Classic Knicks. Raptors, they beat the Pacers 92-73. Serge Ibaka had 25. Good on you, Serge. The Kings, how's this? They beat the Grizzlies 94-93 in an amazing Tankapalooza game. Willie Cauley-Stein, Big Willie, 18-8. Marshawn Brooks on a fucking tear, son. Loving me the Marshawn Brooks resurgence. He had 23 points and 8 rebounds, which backed up his prior two games where he had 25 points against New Orleans, 23 points and 8 rebounds against Sacramento. That is unreal. And we'll talk about him in a little bit because on Sunday, had another good one. Oh, love me some Marshawn Brooks. The Pelicans beat the Suns 122-103. Anthony Davis goes spare, 33-11. And Marquise Chris, in classic Marquise Chris style, he's going, hey, I think I'm good at basketball. Oh, wait, no, I'm bad. I'm good, I'm bad. I'm good, I'm bad. Marquise fucking Chris, man. 23-8, killing me. Wolves beat the Lakers. Sure, 113-96. Jeffo El Jefe Teague with 25. All right, Saturday. The Nets beat the Bulls and set a franchise record, hitting 24 three-pointers. That is re-fucking remarkable. Quincy Acey had 6 of them. On your Quincy! The Bulls fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world, rearranging faces and rearranging hats. 18 points, 8 rebounds. On your Bobby. But for the Nets, man, that was a hell of a game. Just out of nowhere, it's like, oh, this is what I've been trying to do all year, bro. 20 for Alan Crabb, 21 for Quincy Acey, 13 for my sweet baby, Carrots LeVert. Love you, Carrots. Sweet baby. Nice one. Moving on, who else played? The Nuggets kicked the shit out of the Clippers, 134-115, as mentioned at the top. Nikola Jokic had an amazing triple-double, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. Out there crushing at this, Nikola. DJ, DeAndre Jordan, he had 16 and 17. But this was like the Nuggets going, oh, we're going to put you the fuck away, Clippers. Fuck all y'all. And they did it. And they needed to. They keep in touch with the playoffs. They might still squeak in. Oh, this is amazing. The Bucks beat the Knicks 115-102. Bledsoe with 22 and 10. good job. Bucks need to keep on crushing it because, look, their entire thing is, like, all up in the air. Who knows where they're going to finish in the East. Thunder beat the Rockets in an absolute fucking pearler of a marquee afternoon game. 108-102. Rusty, Paul George, and Melo all look good. Rusty and PJ had 24 each. Melo had 22. Rusty had 10 assists as well. He and James Harden went hammering fucking tongs at each other as well. 26 points, 9 assists for James. Fast Jimmy Harden there, bro. 108-102 Thunder. Interesting. What do you reckon? Oh, I reckon it's some pretty interesting stuff.
Interesting stuff.
Fuck oath. The Pelicans beat the Warriors, as mentioned. 126-120. Anthony Davis again. 34 points, 12 rebounds. The coward, Kevin Durant, 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Not enough. Not enough. The Warriors, though, they're just kind of chilling out and going, ah, fuck it. We're the 2 seed. Who gives a fuck? Pelicans, they're like, dude, we need to make the playoffs, son. Good job, Pelicans. Then final game of the night, an absolute kick-ass fucking day. So much good stuff. Nuggets, Clips, Bucks crushing the Knicks. Who else? Thunder, Rockets, Pelicans, Warriors. And then the Spurs beat the Blazers. LaMarcus Aldridge against his old team has 28 points, 8 rebounds. Dame Dollar Lillard, 33 points, 5 assists, 116-105. The Blazers just still holding on to the 3 seed for the moment. We'll talk about that in a bit. Then Sunday, moving on, the Pacers beat the Hornets, 123-117. The Souvlaki King! Woo! Domantas Sabonis! I'll have a combination, mate, thanks. 30 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. And as mentioned, Malik Monk, 22 points. Dude is crushing it. It's about time he fucking showed a little bit of something, huh? 22 points, 5 assists. Man, it's almost like the Hornets don't know what the fuck they're doing. To funk that, eh? Look, good job, Pacers. They are basically stuck in 5 and the Hornets are just shit. So what are you going to do? Sixers, they beat the Mavs. And look, this needed to happen as their 14th straight win. 109-97. They came out flat as a fucking tack. And then just turned it on thanks to Big Simo. He ends up with 16-7-9. But Dennis Smith Jr. out there crushing it too. 20-11. Talk about both of them in a second. The Hawks, they beat the Celtics, the Celtics G League team. This was basically the main Red Claws in this fucking game. It was basically Tatum and Brown and then not a lot else for the old C's over there. Meanwhile, 33 points for Taurean the Red Bull Prince. He is fucking crushing it now that Atlanta are like, we've got nothing to play for. Go fucking bananas, mate. So Terry Rozier, he was the starting point guard for the Celtics and will be for the foreseeable future as Kyrie is out, as we may. Or may not have talked about on Friday. That's it. He's done. It's all over Red Rover for the season. So the Celtics had Horford, Tatum, Baines, Rose, and Jaylen Brown and the rest. Oh, geez. Shemi Ojeleye, Nader, Monroe, Shane Larkin. Oh, great. Bit brutal, mate. Bit brutal. Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit later. But there you go. Hawks, 112-106. They win it. Don't know what the fuck they're doing, mate. Pistons, Grizzlies, another Tankapalooza game. Andre Drummond goes 12 and 18 rebounds. The coach killer, Marc Gasol, nearly a triple-double, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Grizzlies, 130-117. We're just playing for pride at this point. It's like, yeah, your pride went out the fucking window when you fired David Fizdale, you dipshits. Jesus. Locked into 2 in the lottery standings at the moment of the Grizz. There's another Hashim Thabeet right on the horizon for them. The Raptors, 112, beat the Magic, 101. Big Dick Kimbirch, another big double-double for Big Dick Kimbirch. 12 points, 12 rebounds. OG Anunoby for the Raptors, 21 points, 8 rebounds. Not bad. The Jazz, they beat the Lakers again, having beaten them on Thursday. Donovan fucking Mitchell goes bananas. We'll talk about him later. Josh Hart has 25 and 4 and whoos, sprains his ankle. Not great, but I mean, you can just shut him down. There's only 2 games left, Lakers. What are you doing? Nice one. The Warriors in the final game of the weekend, 117, beat the Suns, 100. Klay, as mentioned, had 22 points in the first quarter. Now, I'm no math scientist, but 22 points in a quarter times that by 4, that means you'd have 88 points in a game. That seems like a lot. Good job, Klay. 34, though, he finishes up with. Slow it down, mate. Slow it down. Daniel House. I love Daniel House. 22 points, 8 rebounds. Didn't see him throw another alley-oop to himself on the backboard in a game through traffic, so I can't really, like, flip out about it. But there you go. an amazingly fun weekend of NBA stuff. It was great to be home and actually being right in the guts of it too. So there you go. Let's give it a quick playoff update, shall we? So for the East, the Raps have clinched the number one. The Celts have clinched number two. Just hanging out, chilling out at this point. Number three, the Sixers. Oh, Philly, they've won 50 games for the first time since AI. I love this. Since AI took them to the finals, the first time they've won 50 games. They're a game up in third over the Cavs. They've clinched first round home court. The Cavs are in fourth, and they're clear. 1.5 games over the Pacers in five. Pacers are fifth, trying to chase the Cavs. Maybe if they win out, ooh, who knows? Doesn't look likely, though. And then that's where it gets interesting after that. Miami and the Bucks are tied at 43 and 37 for 6 and 7. And then you have the Washington Wizards of Washington, D.C. at 42 and 38 in eighth. So they're one game back of 6 and 7. And there's two games to go. So, gee, how much jockeying do you think will be for the teams to, like, get into the 7 spot to play Boston? I reckon a lot. In the West, dude, there are two games left and the five seed in the West could still miss the fucking playoffs. That's how insane this is at the moment. I love it. I love it. So the Rockets and the Warriors are locked in 1 and 2. The Blazers, no. We thought they were safe just the other day, but they've lost 3 straight. And suddenly they're only one game up on the Jazz in 3. So the Jazz could track them down. It's amazing. The Jazz are one game clear in 4th as well and have clinched a playoff spot. But then only half a game basically separates 4 through 7. It's unbelievable. Actually, now it's one game, yeah, because the Jazz won yesterday. So, 7-10. Look, this is ridiculous. The Pelicans, the Spurs, and the Thunder are tied at 46-34. So, 5, 6, and 7, they're all tied. The Pelicans currently sit in 5th. The Spurs are in 6th, and the Thunder are in 7th due to tiebreakers. That is fucking bananas. And then, so not only do you have a tie in 5, 6, 7, you have a tie at 8 and 9 between the Wolves and the Nugs at 45-35. Unreal. And then you got the shitty Clippers being eliminated 42-38. But still, hot damn, there's a playoff update. And what do you reckon? Are you ready for an NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend?
That's a knife.
That is a knife. LeBron James and the Fresh Prince. Big Simo. I love the Fresh Prince nickname. He is playing in Philadelphia. He wasn't born and raised in West Philadelphia, but that's where he plays. I don't know if it's on school grounds, but he spends days there. So good job, Big Simo. This was an amazing game on Friday night. 44, 11 and 11 for LeBron. And then Big Dick Ben Simmons just out there crushing it with 27 points, 15 rebounds and 13 assists. Leading his team in the absence of their second best player, Joel Embiid, best player. Hey, it's up to you, pal. 132-130. This was a hell of a fucking game. They went back and forth. Watching it was unreal. It's like the old Spider-Man meme of the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other. It's just that, you know, one of the Spider-Men can't shoot. But this is great. On your Ben Simmons, the Fresh Prince going up against the King LeBron. This was a fucking great game. And man, it's probably not going to happen in the, it could happen in the playoffs. We'll talk about that later. What do you reckon? And also an extra little bit of LeBron and Big Simo going at each other. This was amazing. And I want to say this, it goes.
This is going straight to the pool room.
That's how good it was. It goes straight to the fucking pool room. Manu Ginobili off the bench against the Blazers as well, went absolutely spare. Had 19 points. It was a classic little Manu thing. Look, a little bit of a shout out to Manu. I don't do shout outs on this fucking thing either. I hate saying that shit. So good job, Manu, you fucking ledge. It was just really cool to see that happen again. Hopefully he plays another year. Love me some Manu. But just in case he doesn't, just wanted to talk about him one little more time. What about old mate, no mates for the weekend?
Old mate, no mates.
That would be the city of Los Angeles. Holy shit, you've got no mates, apparently, even with your amazing weather, beautiful people, and great tacos. But LA, the Clippers missed the playoffs for the first time since 2011, meaning there will be no playoff team in Los Angeles the first time since 2005. LA. Got no mates. All right, Tankapalooza update. How are we sitting with the tank race? There they go. Here they come in. Oh, that one was close. Nice one. So we have Phoenix on top, locked in with the worst record. So they are going to be picking somewhere in the top four. It'd be the most Phoenix thing ever to get the worst odds. Well, get the best odds to pick number one and then end up picking four. They've never picked one. And remember, they lost the Luel Sindor coin flip with Milwaukee back in 1969. So the Phoenix Suns have never picked number one. It's unbelievable. And anytime they've actually been in the top three, I think they've only picked twice. It's unreal. So weird. So there you go. Phoenix are 20-61, worst record in the league. Congrats. Congrats, Phoenix. Just, yeah, good job. Good tank job, you fucking moron. Anyway, Memphis, 22-58 with the second worst record. And then we have a tie. Dallas and Atlanta, 24-57. How good is this for Dallas? They're like, man, now we've got Dirk. We're still Dallas. That's still fun. We've got Harrison Barnes. And we've got Dennis Smith Jr. And also, now we've got a fucking maybe top three pick. That's wicked. Leonard just sort of sitting there going, oh, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Stupid Atlanta. Ah, jeez. All right, so there you go. So they're top three. In fifth, we have Orlando at 24-56. Just one loss back. Reckon they could easily lose out a bunch. Sacramento are in sixth, 26-54. Chicago, 27-53, tied with Brooklyn. At 27-53, 7-8. And then New York, half game back there. Well, full game, actually. 28-52. So that's the top nine. That's the lottery. After that, you've got the Lakers. That pick goes to Philly, then Charlotte, and then two Clippers picks. 12-13. Awesome working out for the Clippers there. And Denver in 14. So it's a good Tankapalooza update. Thanks for that. How about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. So look, the Mavs lost to the Sixers yesterday. Dennis Smith Jr., the Rook, goes fucking bananas. 20 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. God damn, he looks good. I got a lot of time for Dennis Smith Jr., but come on. We've covered a bit of Ben fucking Simmons. His 12th triple-double against LeBron James, no less. 27 points, 15 rebounds, 13 assists. But I can't just not have Donovan fucking Mitchell in there against Lonzo's Lakers. Donovan has 28 points. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists on 9 of 18 shooting, including 3 of 7 from 3. So there you go. The weekend's co- better than Lonzo Balls. A big fucking simo Ben Simmons with his 12th triple-double and another good game against the Mavs on Sunday. And Donovan fucking Mitchell with a 28-9-8. God damn, that's good. So Lonzo, look, he's missed 6 games again. He's only played 52 games for the year. Not great. Not great, just saying. Anyway, hopefully he gets back for the last two and we get to see a little bit more of him. Maybe even Brandon Ingram. It's just way more fun when he's actually fucking playing. All right, what about a dickhead of the weekend?
Dickhead of the week!
End. Look, there was no overt dickhead of the weekends this week, but just there's a weird vibe. It's the whole vibe of the thing. With John Wall and the Wizards. Just like in general, isn't there? Like, John Wall comes back, they win one game, then they lose 4 fucking straight while they're like scratching and clawing for playoff seeding. And even though he's played in 2 of those losses, like shouldn't the vibe be just like all happiness and puppies now that he's back? It's like, all right, man, we're gonna have best dude back. Gonna be okay, baby. And everyone's kind of like, I don't know if I like this guy. Bradley Beal is kind of way more fun to hang out with. That's fucking bananas. Ah, brutal. So Washington, it's kind of all falling apart. I mean, Washington Toronto is not good. I mean, that's going to be a kind of fun series to watch, but I'd kind of like, in terms of watchability, I'd rather see Toronto play Milwaukee because I know that Milwaukee will give the fucking Raptors everything they can handle. And Celtics Wizards is going to be funny because they apparently hate each other. So look, I don't know, man. It's all a bit up in the air. It's a bit weird, but the old flip side of this, we've done Dickhead of the Week and then we've given out a bit of a quick ledge of the week. And I just want to mention Marshawn Brooks again. God damn it, man. So as mentioned at the top, 25 points, 7 assists last Wednesday against New Orleans. Backs that up with 23 points and 8 rebounds on Friday against Sacramento. And then 25 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 4 of 6 shooting from 3 against Detroit in a win on Sunday. Dude was in China. This is fucking great. He's played his last 4 games, he's averaged 24 points a game. That is fucking, with over 50% shooting. God damn it. And 50% from 3. I fucking love you, Marshawn Brooks. So how about a ledge of the week for Marshawn Brooks? There you go. All right, we'll be back in a moment with some Yenaz right after this one. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, we're back. It's NBA Straya. It's time for Yenaz. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Look, number 1, does Kyrie going out for the rest of the season and the playoffs mean the Celtics are sunk? Yeah, nah. Yeah, you can't overcome that. Like, even with Kyrie, it was going to be a bit of a push, but you still thought, look, fuck, they get through the second round. They'd have a puncher's chance against whoever they took on. They might make the Eastern Conference Finals. Now without Kyrie, you're just like, that seems like it's a lot of Jason Tatum and a lot of Jaylen Brown. And I love Terry Rozier as much as the next man, but fucking hell. Bangers is out there laying wood like Bangers does. But there's just like, there's a tipping point with injuries. And Boston sailed fucking past it like in February. So, sorry Celtics. It's a bit shit. What are you going to do? Still, that opens up for one of the other ones we're going to talk about in a second. Number 2, will hiring Mitch Kupchak as president/GM result in anything good for the Charlotte Hornets? Yeah, nah. Nah. I mean, it completely depends on his mandate from Jordan and if he can trade everybody. Because he either needs to trade everybody and, like, break it all down. Or, at the very least, he needs to get rid of Dwight Howard and just see if the usual, like, expunging Dwight Howard from your system frees up the franchise once more, as has happened. But if you look back at the teams that Dwight Howard has touched, there is, with one exception, a fucking ruinous stank behind him. Orlando, they've still not recovered from having Dwight Howard. The Lakers are still recovering from having Dwight Howard. The Atlanta Hawks have their, like, worst record in over a decade, having just had Dwight Howard. The only team that cut Dwight Howard out and went, yep, nah, we're good without this motherfucker. With the Houston Rockets, and of course they brought in fucking Chris Paul to basically, you know, replace him. And a year later, but still, man, Dwight Howard, got to get rid of him. Kupchak, what are you doing? And then what do you do? Like, do you build around Kemba? Do you build around Kemba, Marvin Williams, Frenchie Batum? Hello, Anik Batum, and it's like, I don't know, man. I just don't see the bit. Like, maybe Malik Monk is the fucking, like, second coming. Let him run. I love this. Maybe Malik Monk and Kemba Walker can be a backcourt. Otherwise, you've wasted so many fucking draft picks on the likes of Cody Zeller, Frank Kaminsky, just fucking spuds like this. It's up to Kupchak to turn that around. I don't know if he can. It's going to be interesting to find out. Number 3, is Ben Simmons Rookie of the Year now? Yeah, nah. Yeah, luck it away, motherfucker, over the last 2 weeks, that's for sure. Holy shit. Smash it. Anyone who reckons Donovan Mitchell should still be Rookie of the Year over Ben Simmons is fucking dreaming, mate. Get the fuck out of here. What do you reckon? Tell him he's dreaming. All right, and then an extra bonus. Yeah, nah, the Sixers can make the Eastern Conference Finals. I got to ask this a couple of times on the over the weekend on the old Facey and Twitter there for NBA Australia. And you know what? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck oath they can. If they stick in the 3 seed, Embiid comes back healthy, they can presumably beat Miami or Milwaukee, whoever they take in the first round. And then in the second round, they take on, like, basically the winner out of Boston, whoever the fuck Boston plays. And holy shit, I feel pretty good about that. Could you get through, like, could you see the Sixers getting through the likes of, let's say, the Miami Heat and then the Wizards or the Bucks? Fucking oath I can. So good job. Let's get the Sixers to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's get some big sumo going. All right, let's go to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. This is the unpopular opinion of the day. People who say they enjoy watching James Harden are fucked. We've got some egregious examples of his fuckwittery on the weekend with a whole bunch of arms wrapped around other motherfuckers while he's driving to the basket or shooting or whatever. Ugh, just tough, man. You know, I've got like, you know, just the time that you're watching the Houston Rockets, you're sitting there going, oh, isn't that nice? He's doing fun stuff. And then you look a bit closer, you go, like, ah, I'm not sure if I'm really enjoying this. Until he then puts some motherfucker in spin cycle and, like, you know, breaks their ankles. But still, it's just hard. It's just fucking hard. Add Chris Paul to the equation, it kind of shits me up the wall. Anyway, Outback Takehouse, let's move on. You ready for some shrimp with your takes? Come to Outback Takehouse. We'll put some extra shrimp on your take. And also, here's a blooming onion. I don't know what it is, but it's Outback Takehouse. All right, the Warriors are low-key just really resting everybody, and no one is really hurt. Even Steph Curry, sitting him for the first round, is part of their plan. What do you reckon about that? Outback Takehouse. All right, we'll be back with Australian Play Watch right after, I don't know, let's say this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, NBA Straya, we're back. The Australian Player Watch, let's do it. Big Dick Ben Simmons, Big Simmo, win over the Cavs. As mentioned, his 12th triple-double for the year. Oh, jeez. Not bloody bad, mate. Not bloody bad, Big Simmo. 27 points, 15 rebounds, 13 assists, 12 of 17 from the field, and fucking crushed it. Win over Dallas, he had 16 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. They killed the Mavs. And how's this? Ben Simmons is now currently averaging 18.8 points, 9.6 rebounds, 10 assists, and 2.6 steals while shooting 67% in April. Holy shit, I told you at the start, no Joel Embiid opens up things way more for Big Dick Ben Simmo, and we get to see what's going on. I love it. Love it. 12 triple-doubles is amazing. Patty Mills, win over Portland on Saturday. He had 13 points, 6 assists, 1 rebound, 1 steal. 5 of 11 from the field and 2 of 5 from 3. And Patty, still on a tear. I'm loving this. Past 7 games, averaging 14, 4 and 2. Shooting basically 40% from 3 as well and 45% from the field. Killing it. The Jingler. Jingler Joe Ingles, another win over the Lakers on Sunday. Beat him on Thursday, and this time Joe goes ham. I love it. 22 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Holy shit, Jingler. That is amazing. 22 points, 10 assists. That is his fourth assist fourth assist double-double of the year. On you, Jingler. Crushing it. Best three-point shooter by volume in the league at the moment. Absolutely killing it. Dante Exum, how did he go in the win over the Lakers? 23 minutes, he had 6 points. 1 of 4 from the field. 4 of 4 from the line. 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers there for Kangaroo Kobe. Dele! Oh, he gave a guarantee to be back for the playoffs. Nothing's popped up since. Playoffs start April 12th. He's been out since February 6th. Come on, Dele! Oh, but some good news on the Thon McCur front. Thon, the Thon, Thon, Thon. Thon Song came back against the Knicks on Saturday. 17 minutes, 1 of 6 from the field. Oh, geez, a bit rusty there, Thon. 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block. He hit 1-3, though. Not bad. He missed 6 games from a groin strain from lugging his giant rig around. That's how it goes with Thon. Speaking of giant rigs, Aaron Baines. Friday, win over the Bulls. 18 minutes, 4 points, 2 of 3 from the field. Also had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 1 steal, and 3 fouls. Jesus. Big, 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 big game for Bangers. Had a pretty rough one, though, against Atlanta on Sunday, though, in the loss to the Hawks. Kaka! 23 minutes, 1 of 7 from the field. 2 points he ends up with. 0 of 2 from 3. Remember, he's 2 of 16 now from 3 for the year. On you, Bangers. 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Land Wood. As mentioned, Andrew Bogut back in Australia. Mango Mathiang. Look, wonder if he gets a bit of a run now. The Hornets are completely fucking done and shutting it all down. get him up there. What do you reckon? And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, as mentioned at the top, Kyrie is done for the year. And it was pretty interesting to see all this happen. They've gone in, they've gone, oh, the screws are there, they're all good. Ah, shit, there's an infection. Yep, gonna have to do it and fix you all up there, Kyrie. And it was weird because we had a lot of weird warning signs. Oh, it's tendonitis. Oh, now it needs surgery. It's minor surgery. It's like, now he's out for the year and he'll be back for training camp. It's like, fuck, that escalated quickly, didn't it? Well, what are you going to do? Kyrie, it's a bit shit. Boston, they can just light up for next year at this point. Okay, so it's Monday. Let's do a quick Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound all-star. And look, he's a favorite of NBA Australia because it's a current player right now. He's fundamentally sound in all aspects of the game. And he just dunked all over Brook Lopez last night, so he just makes my fucking star wall. Jingling Joe Ingles, a.k.a. Slow-Mo Joe, Joseph H. Ingles, Dr. Joseph H. Ingles, Tripleologist. So yesterday against the Lakers, 22 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal, 9 and 12 from the field. Look, I'm not sure if it's appreciated just how good he's been all around this year. He's averaging 4.2 rebounds, 4.8 assists, and a career high in points. He's got his 4 assist double-doubles on the year as well. Don't forget about that. Look, the jingler, crushing it. Now, that is an Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound player if ever I saw one. Jinglers, basically now at 44.1% from 3, 46.8% from the field. That is fucking solid. Also averages 1.1 steals. And is just fucking solid on every aspect on the court. I'm loving it. On your jingler. So there you go. That's how Andrew goes. Fundamentally sound all-star for today. Jingling Joe Ingles. Killing it. I love it. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Board, Game Day Inspiration Board right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew. And you're listening to NBA Street, Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board. So he's stopped tweeting out Game Day Baller, Game Day. We did get an extra one yesterday, though. This gal is a... I'm going to have to try this again. This gal is a not a kind one. There you go. Miss Elisa Michelle tweeting out some Instagram stuff there. On your Patty. That's nice. He's also thrown in a... sneaky side eyes emoji with some music and a palm tree. This girl is a not a kind one. Woo! On you, Patty. Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. All right, y'all ready for the game previews for today? So Monday night, US time. We've got 9 games today. It's going to be an absolute ball terror. Some good ones too. So let's get to it. Game previews. Game previews. Game previews. We've got the Raps at Pistons. Give me the Pistons. I think the Raps will rest everybody for that one. The Bulls at Nets. What do you think, Inadvertent Bane?
I believe you will go to this game. The Nets traveling in darkness. The Bulls. They were born there.
Ah, love it. Might go check out the Bulls Nets. It's the final Nets game. So I might just jump in the old subway and give it a smash. Hopefully it's cheap. Fucking should be. The Bulls are trash. Give me the Nets in that one. I think they continue their winning ways towards the end of the season. I've got Thunder at Heat, which is an absolute corker. Heat sitting there in 6th in the East. And the Thunder desperately need to win this one, you know, to make the fucking playoffs. Oh, Jesus. So the Thunder better win it. Give me the Thunder in Miami. Cavs at Knicks. Cavs will do that, no problems, won't they? He says that and then he worries about it. Give me the Cavs. Give me the LeBron in New York. Magic at Bucks. Oh, Bucks, they're going to kill them. Magic, Jesus Christ. It's just an absolute shit show at this point, isn't it? So they'll basically, you know, kind of move into tying Atlanta and Dallas at the three spot in the Tankapalooza race. Good job, Magic. Speaking of Tankapalooza, the Grizz, they play the Wolves. The Wolves need this one. Oh, yes. Yes, sure. Yes, they do. Wolves will win that. Kings at Spurs. Spurs will smash the Kings. Blazers at Nuggets. Oh, important one for the Nugs. If they lose this, it's going to be a bit tough, bro. Because Look, you got to make sure the Wolves win the game against the Grizz. Nugs have to win this against the Blazers to make it. But the Blazers, they're playing for fucking seeding still. They're only one game up on the Jazz, don't forget. Give me the Blazers, I think, in Portland. I reckon the dream ends here. And then finally, the Pelicans at Clippers. Pelicans need to win that too. Doc reckons everyone's going to play for the Clippers even though they've been eliminated because he's like, it's all about pride. It's like, Doc, stop being a dickhead. Let everyone go to Cancun. Give me the Pelicans, Anthony Davis against DJ, maybe Montrezl Harrell. Ooh, actually, it's a bit tougher. Maybe the Clippers win that. Yeah, give me the Clips. Throw a bit of spanner into the old Pelicans works. Oh, Jesus. And you know what? That's all nine games. So, that is it for today. Oh, my God. It's fucking awesome to be back in New York doing this. Smashing NBA Australia. Feeling good. So, we're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. All the Facebook, NBA Australia Never Forgets, and NBAAustralia.com are going strong. Still, day in, day out, man. NBA Australia Never Forget. Love it. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. Check us a nice five-star rating and review while you're at it. Go on. It helps. And tell a mate if they like basketball. Oi, dickhead. You listen to NBA Australia. If they say, nah, go, oh, fuckhead, come on. Subscribe right now. Just grab their phone and go, all right, fucking podcasts. NBA Australia, fucking bang, subscribe, you nong. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinated, the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Don't forget, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Give them a smash, great tunes. If you're in a band, have mates in a band, send their shit through, I'll play it. And that's it. All right, stick around for a new episode of Deli Reviews. Woo! Deli Reviews, the latest Netflix film, The Titan. Interesting. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horzan! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here, just swinging by for me usual NBA Australia pop culture review, eh? And look, it's been a bit of a rough time for old mate Deli over here. Like, all this bloody rehab and shit, like, when all I want to do is, like, play ball and sing Corona tinnies and, like, you know what you can't do when you're rehabbing? Sing Corona tinnies. It's fucking bullshit, mate. Like, I haven't been able to get shit-faced since February, bro. And, like, now footy's back. All I want to do is sit on the couch and watch the doggies and knock back a few fucking froths. Oh, it's a bit fucked, mate. But hey, reckon I'll be back soon. I told some joker I'll be back for the playoffs, so I fucking better be, eh? And look, there is one advantage to the old rehabbing. Like, it means a lot of time at home with the missus. I mean, she fucking loves it, mate. Meanwhile, I'm going fucking spare with all the nagging, eh? It's like, Deli, did you take out the rubbish? Deli, did you do your rehab today? Deli, stop reverse kangaroo your own shitter. And I'm like, fucking, it's just non-stop, mate. Like, it's just doing my head in. Hey, like, come on, just fucking lay off. Jeez, my knee hurts. My ankle hurts. Just all hurts. Anyway, we did get a nice night in just the other night, just the two of us, me and the missus, though. We watched that new Netflix movie, The Titan, with me old mate Sam Worthington on an A. On you, Sammy. Fucking legends, old Sam can knock back a few, I'll fucking tell you. But the movie itself, it's all like, the world's fucked. We're going to go around to this moon of Saturn and shit and like live there, eh? Which is fucking sick, and I love it. And I'm like, the movie itself, it's like, nah, that's not cool. How about we just get Sam taking pills and sitting underwater while the bird from Orange Is the New Black specs out? Like, that's it, mate. Like, it was boring as fuck, eh? Like, just fuck all happens, really. And when shit does, you're like, hang on. Why the fuck's this happening? Who's this fuckhead? Like, what's he doing? Oh, what the fuck? It makes no fucking sense. Like, surely they'd have figured that shit out. Like, old mate Deli loves an action movie, and like, don't fucking get me wrong, but don't fucking insult me intelligence, eh? Like, put some fucking effort in, you dickheads. So, like, it's just a bunch of stuff going on, and then it gets all wrong and weird, and then fucking bang, you're done. You're like, what the fuck? I don't know, mate. It's fucking bullshit. I gotta write my own movie. So there you go, The Titan is fucked and boring, so I'd only get 6 out of 10 Deli ones. Hey, like, I'd say give it a miss, but then fucking, you know, that's up to you, isn't it? Alright, I'm gonna go back to watching the doggy smash the bombers, and I'll speak to you next week. Alright, later cunts, Deli out!